A story on the AP Wire caught our eye recently. In Michigan last week, poet Terry Wooten was conducting a poetry boot camp for fifth graders. We liked the term so much, we decided to skip the rest of the story and let humorist Brian McConaughey imagine what a poetry boot camp would be like.
Yo! Why are you here at poetry boot camp?
Sir, I'm a killing machine, sir. And yet...
And yet what?
No man is an island. Any man's death diminishes me. Therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
Enough! You! What is the cruelest month?
Sir, April is the cruelest month, sir. Breeding lilacs out of the dead land, sir.
Why? Why?
Crazy weather, sir.
You, tell me about Kipling.
Sir, I don't know, sir. I've never been kippled.
Oh, I got a wise ass here. Drop and give me 10 Emily Dickinsons now!
Sir, I never saw a moor. I never saw the sea. Yet I know how the heather looks and what a wave must
be. You! What are you looking at?
Sir, nothing, sir!
Nothing? Why the hell not? Why aren't you staring at those clouds over there, you jackass?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
We're pretty tough here at poetry camp, but we gotta be. You don't turn out your Joyce Kilmers without kicking some major butt. You gotta pound in those fundamentals.
This is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for metaphor.
What are you writing, troop?
Sir, I'm writing an ode to the 105mm M108 self-propelled howitzer.
Why?
It's too heavy to be airlifted into combat, and the treads weren't designed to go over any sort of rough terrain.
Yes, but how does that make you feel, troop?
Conflicted, sir.
Carry on.
You want to see some stamina? Check out our magnetic pentamina.
What the hell was that?
Sir, I don't know, sir. It just kind of came out.
Drop and give me 25 Emily Dickinsons, all of you.
The bee is not afraid of me.
I know the butterfly. The pretty people in the woods receive me cordially.
It's pronounced cordially, you morons. Start again.
The bee is not afraid of me.
Satire from Brian McConaughey and Big Ship Radio.